KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high near 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A man suspected in a stabbing incident early this morning in Grant was arrested after fleeing the scene and being located by a canine unit. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 52-year-old Derek Eaton Zuko of Grant was found hiding in a brush pile after being tracked and located by the canine team. Zuko was charged with aggravated domestic assault and was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Additional charges are expected following completion of an investigation. His arrest followed a call to authorities from 402 U Avenue in Grant at midnight, where a man had been stabbed multiple times. The caller told authorities the suspect fled on foot. The unidentified victim was transported by Griswold Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for treatment. A report on his condition was not released. Assisting in Zuko's arrest was the Iowa State Patrol, Red Oak Police, and deputies with the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Three people have been charged in connection with a fight and shooting in Glenwood that injured a high school principal. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 42-year-old Hurl Beecham, 18-year-old Denver Cook, and 21-year-old Colton McDaniel faced different charges following Sunday night's shooting in Glenwood. They include intimidation with a dangerous weapon and assault. An affidavit says the confrontation between Glenwood Community High School principal Richard Hutchinson and a group of young adults led to the fight. Cook and McDaniel are accused of attacking Hutchinson. Beecham, a former Iowa State basketball player and Hutchinson's stepson, is accused of shooting McDaniel. McDaniel and Cook made court appearances Wednesday. Beecham is expected to turn himself in soon. And the Mills County Attorney's Office Wednesday reported a Pacific Junction man was arrested Tuesday on a felony charge of going armed with intent and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of carrying weapons in connection with social media statement he made seeking vigilante justice. 20-year-old Liam Russell Whitehouse allegedly made statements on Facebook at around 9 p.m. Sunday seeking justice in connection with a shooting that occurred earlier that evening in Glenwood near the home of high school principal Richard Hutchinson. The Mills County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the 800 block of East Sharp Street in Glenwood with the assistance of Glenwood Police. During a search of Whitehouse's vehicle, authorities located a gun under the driver's seat and a samurai sword in the trunk. Whitehouse has since bonded out of jail and is awaiting an initial appearance before the magistrate. If convicted on both charges, he faces up to 7 years in prison and fines amounting to a maximum of nearly $14,000. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an armed robbery that took place early this morning. Officers were called to the Hy-Vee store at 2323 West Broadway at around 2:40 a.m. by a man who said as he was leaving the store after purchasing a pack of cigarettes, he was approached by a white male subject who asked for a cigarette. The victim said he would sell the other man a cigarette for 25 cents. The subject paid for the cigarette, and as the victim was leaving, he heard the man demand the entire pack of cigarettes. The victim said the man produced a knife as he demanded the cigarettes, and the victim complied and gave the pack to the suspect. The suspect and two other males he was with then fled the area on foot and could not be located. The suspect was described as being between 18 and 23 years old, about 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds. He was wearing a dark-colored hooded sweatshirt. No one was injured during the incident, and the investigation is ongoing at this time. In our funeral announcements, Stanley Lillard, age 45, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Stanley Lillard will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joe McCann, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Exira. A funeral mass for Joe McCann will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Darcy Town, age 35, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darcy Town will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Kathleen Kathy McCrory, age 70, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Kathy McCrory will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Billy Fleming, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Billy Fleming will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry D. Obrecht, age 65, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jerry D. Obrecht will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Walter Severin, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Walter Severin will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel, United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.